Kakalosh Boker Tov, we're just going to continue with the halachot. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Tashayin Zayin Sif Aleph, we're talking about an achsenai. So achsenai is basically somebody that's a guest. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that a person that's a guest, that they're not going to light for him for him, basically in his house. So then what he has to do is that he's going to have to give a pruta, he's going to have to give a coin to the balabait in order that he's acquiring part of the oil. And then the balabait is going to come and he's going to add an extra little bit of oil for them. And then they're going to be Yosechovah, the Chanukah, with that. Now he says, if he has a separate entrance, that means this guest, even though he's doing everything with the balabai, but he has a separate entrance, then he would also light at his entrance, so that way people will not suspect that he's not lighting the Ner of Chanukah. Now what exactly happens by Bachuri Yeshivot? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that a Bachuri Yeshiva, he says that they're not learning in their house, they have to be Lishtatef al Kol Panim. Also, they have to be Mishtatef Veprite, which means they have to come, they have to give a little bit of money to somebody in order to light on their behalf as well. However, though, on this, the Minhag of the B'nai Sfaradim, which go after Mananda, the Balabait, is going to be Motzi everyone Yedei Chovah. So it comes out that the same halacha would apply to Bachurim that they're learning in the Yeshiva, that they're considered as if to say the B'nai Abait, and even though they are going, and especially that they're eating and they're sleeping in the yeshiva, and even though sometimes they come back to their house, and ben hazmanim, right, and their parents are actually paying for it, so therefore you're going to be yotzei chovah, right, with their parents, right, even though they're not listening to the bracha. Now it says they do not have to be machminim to start making the brachot. This is the shita of the Chazon Ovadia. This is the shita of Rav Ovadia Yosef. However, though, what happens if the parents live in the diaspora? Meaning that these children go to Eretz Yisrael, and now the parents live in the diaspora. So what happens is, in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have the obligation of Chanukah way before us. When we are lighting the Chanukah for them, they're already, as if to say, in the middle of the night. They're almost, they're going to be in the middle of the night. So in such a case, then there's a machlok between Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul and Rav Ovadia Yosef. Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul says that they should light with the Beracha, because since the hours are not the same, and it's not mamash that they're considered somech al shulchan avihem, right? Because they can't go whenever they want, they can't go back home. So therefore, they should be mitkaven not to be yotzei chovah with a beracha of their house, and therefore they should light with a beracha. And that's what a lot of people used to do in Eretz Yisrael. This is a shitav Rav Ben Tzion. Even with that, Rav Ovadia Yosef still says that no, the meikaradi, they're still going to come and be yotzei chovah with their parents, right? However, though, he comes if they want to do adlakat nero with the bracha, right, during the tzedek hovim Eretz Yisrael, then, right, they're allowed to. So here it says they if they want. So that is a chidush of Rav Ovadia, that if they do want, they are allowed to do it with the bracha, even according to Rav Ovadia Yosef, these boys that they're living outside. That's why I still remember until today that in the yeshiva we always had chutzniki, which are people that lived, meaning that we came from the diaspora, so we were the ones that were lighting the candles always in the yeshiva. It wasn't the Israelis that they were doing it, it was always the ones that they used to live on the outside. So he says now as follows. That's to do with Bachurei Yeshivot. What happens when you go to a hotel? So we already did once mention it, that when a person goes to the hotel, obviously he's not a partnership with the hotel. The guy, right, that the owner of the hotel doesn't actually live with you, has nothing to do with you. So therefore, if you're going to come and you're going to light in the hotel, there's no problem because now this is your house. So if you have somebody at home lighting, so the person at home, whether it's going to be your wife, whoever it is going to light for you, that's perfect. But if not, what happens is that you're going to come and you're going to light with your family in the hotel, and there's no problem with the halacha, because this is now your house. You're renting it, so this is now yours, and therefore you're allowed to rent it. Now technically, if a person cannot light it in the hotel room, whether it's for safety reasons or they don't allow, so then a person could light it in another place. Doesn't matter whether it's going to be in the entrance of the hotel or another place where he could light it. That's also going to be okay with the beracha, and there's no problem whatsoever. Rav Mazuz does say that if a person does light it over there, or for example in the cheder ochel, right, everyone's going to light it in the dining room, and then he wants to light it again also in his private room, then he would be able to do so without a bracha, right, but since they're already doing it in the public. So therefore, that's another way of just getting out of it. But again, this is talking about when they're all traveling, right, together, nobody's doing it at their house, so therefore you could also do it in the hotel.